During a stellar 12-3 football season a year ago, Grand Valley had games in which the offense struggled and others where the defense suffered its own woes. But the one constant of last year's squad was excellent special team play, much of which could be attributed to kicker Joel Skipper, who continues to handle placement kicks for his fourth straight season. Like his holder and fellow baseball team member Matt Williams, Skipper is a man for all seasons and a guy who began scoring points for the football squad almost from the day he arrived.
I think the biggest advantage we had in the recruiting process was that when Joel was coming out of Grand Rapids Christian High School, he wanted to play two sports. And we've had some success with some two-sport athletes. I didn't think it was out of the realm of possibility that he could be the kicker as a true freshman.
I mean, in high school, I played as many as four sports. So, I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing. And then my senior year, things kind of came to balance and kind of didn't know if I wanted to go football or baseball route. Had a couple looks at Division I level for just one or the other. And really liked here, really liked that I could play both sports, and talked to my parents and through prayer and all that, decided to come here and play football and baseball, and it's been a great experience so far.
For many on Mitchell's roster, becoming a college football player was a dream that started at a young age. For Joel, though, it started at about the time he was getting a driver's license. He didn't play football until his teen years, when a coach recognized his prowess in soccer and thought he could transition to the gridiron at Grand Rapids Christian High School.
Soccer's my first love. I played soccer since I was 5 years old. Played it all the way up. Didn't even think about playing football at all. My mom wouldn't even let me play football. I thought I was too crazy with all the contact. But after we got a new coach my sophomore year of high school, gave me a shot to just try it out. I had a connection on the football team, and ever since then just fell in love with it, just kept trying to build my craft.
In his freshman season, Skipper was used sparingly on field goal tries by his coach until midway through the year. But as his proficiency became apparent, Joel's opportunities became more frequent, and he finished with his first of two 100-point seasons so far. Last year as a junior, his workload increased as he took over kickoff duties, where his directional skills and ability to produce height often left opponents in poor field position.
I'd almost rather take, great hang time over maybe necessarily distance, because you get the guys that hit the low line drives, and if they aren't 5 yards deep, good returners will take them out and they're on your coverage team pretty quick. And so that's something that, why he's done it the past couple of years. It's not just the distance, it has to do with the hang time too in our coverage.
It's kind of been my strength, getting hang time, even on my field goals, it's kind of getting the ball in the air. And, I mean, with our kickoff scheme, we have two great missiles in Brendan McMahon and Grant Postma. Those guys run down there, their hair on fire, create havoc for the kickoff team. And as long as I can get that ball in the air 4 seconds, I mean, that allows them to get down there and really our goal is obviously to get the ball inside the 25. And so far this first week we've done that, and hopefully we can just continue to keep that going.
Skipper, little bleeder into center field. It falls in. Here comes the runner around third. He will score, and the Lakers win game one 5-4 on the RBI walk-off single.
But Joel Skipper's greatest skill, one that he shares with Matt Williams, is demonstrating to his coaches how veteran football players can actually benefit from time away. When the snow melts, that pair heads for the baseball field, where Joel hit .327 last spring in 27 games. It's an arrangement his coach doesn't mind for the duo that scored 228 of Grand Valley's 576 points last fall.
Spring ball's, good for the development of a football team, but all those, repetitions those guys take, those appearances at the plate, the situations that all of our baseball guys have been in, those are hard to replicate in practice. And so, it's a different sport, but it's still a competitive environment. It's a competitive arena, and they've had to make some plays and do some things when it's mattered. And so I think there might be some carryover that kids that, the more of those situations they get into, the less panic there is when something happens. They've just been in a lot of those situations. They don't sweat it.
And while Matt Mitchell talks freely about the security blanket the Lakers have in a senior kicker who's made 80% of his field goal attempts and 117 of his 119 extra point tries since the start of 2014, Joel Skipper's sports dreams still include a few more fantastic ideas here at the start of his final season.
I would love to either throw or run a touchdown in. I mean, it would be awesome. We had a fake last year, didn't run it, but maybe we'll scheme something up later in the season. We'll see, but that'd be awesome.
And while Matt Mitchell has yet to be convinced to let Joel change from kickery to trickery, he admits that having a guy who excelled at long throw-ins on the soccer field, who's also played the outfield on a college baseball team, might yet persuade him that it could be a gamble worth taking. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.